Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Real pleasure to have you with us today. My next guest has been with us before. I'm really pleased he's come back to talk to us again. He is Anthony Saccaro, CHFC. He's president of Providence Financial and Advisors Academy. And before we get to Anthony, I wanted just to remind you very quickly that we've interviewed over 750 advisors, authors, and thought leaders. You can find all of their archived content in 40 different file folder topics. So you can go learn about running your family business better, about investments, about life after exit, a wide variety of topics at exitcoachradio.com. Just look for the audio library. So let's bring Anthony on. Anthony, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us again. It's a pleasure to have you back on.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bill, for having me again. I was excited to find out I was coming back.
Well, you know, we'd love to have people come back because we can go a little deeper on our topic. Tell us a little bit before we get into the topic of the day. Tell us a little bit more about Providence Financial, how it got started, and what you do for people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're a full-service registered investment advisory firm, and our expertise is helping individuals that are above the age of 50 protect what they have in their investments while still earning a decent rate of return. So our target for our clients is 4 to 7%, which we do without the stock market. And our goal is quite simple. It's not to help our clients become rich. It's to help them from becoming poor.
That's fair. that's a good goal for people. And the 4 to 7%, of course, I don't know, 15 years ago, that was a yawner, but now that's like hero money. That's like everybody would want to see that back in their account these days. A lot of people are looking for yield and finding none. What are some of the ways that you do that?
Yeah, we're using all fixed income, and there are some bonds out there that will pay you 3 to 6%, depending on maturities, depending on the kinds of bonds that there are. There are preferred stocks that will pay 5 to 7%. There are REITs, real estate investment trusts, public, private, non-traded. There are market-linked CDs that will link your return to the market. There's indexed annuities. I mean, really, there's a whole plethora of income-producing investments that will protect your principal but give you a guaranteed steady stream of income.
It's a good point. And so for listeners out there, you have to be aware that there are a wide variety of different asset classes that might give you the yield you're looking for. If you're scratching around looking at money markets and short-term bonds, you're just not going to find those kind of yields. But you can certainly work with somebody like Anthony and have him show you kind of the smorgasbord of things that are available, and you can piece together your portfolio. And it's a lot different than it used to be for people, because a lot of people just said, well, what about 60-40 stocks and bonds, Anthony? Doesn't that work anymore?
Yeah, and the reality is it works if you want to have a 20% chance of running out of money if you're in your mid-80s. That's the statistics. I believe it was, you know, I think it was Morgan Stanley or Vanguard. One of the big Wall Street firms, essentially on their website, they show a 60-40 mix. And the 60-40 mix has a 20% chance of running out of money when you're in your late 80s. And I don't know about you, but I don't want my clients to have any chance of running out of money.
That's too big.
Really, it doesn't work.
And so let me ask you a question, because I think a lot of our listeners are probably wondering, do you ever foresee a time where things are going back to normal as we knew it?
Well, I think normal is a relative word. I think interest rates were normal at, you know, in the double digits, you know, 10, 12, 15% back in the 80s, right? I think that was normal. And a lot of my clients will make a statement about the fact that interest rates are low. And I don't think interest rates are low. I think interest rates are normal. I think we are in a normal interest rate environment, at least for the next decade or longer. And I'll tell you why that is. First of all, you know, the government wants interest rates to be low. A lot of people don't realize that, but we've just gone from $5 trillion in debt to $18 trillion in debt, and soon to be $21 trillion in debt by the end of Obama's term. And you know, if you're $21 trillion in debt and you have a you have interest to pay, do you want to pay interest at a higher rate or at a lower rate? So the government wants interest rates to be low, and the Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates low. And if the economy is doing as good as everyone wants you to believe, why can't we raise the rates a quarter of a point? I mean, it just makes no sense. So I think we're in the normal environment.
I like that. Okay, so what you're saying is there is a new normal in town, and it's going to be with us for quite a while. And if you're wondering if you can ever go back to that traditional, you know, Rip Van Winkle years, you wake up every 3 years and your money's doubled or something like that, then
exactly.
that's it's more like the ugly duckling now, isn't it?
That's right. I don't think those Rip Van Winkle years are going to come back. I think we could have at least a decade of low rates. I think Japan has shown us that. You know, we've done 4 quantitative easing programs since 2008. You know, well, we're the newbies at the game. Japan's been doing this for 23 years. They started their first quantitative easing program back in, 23 years ago, back in the 90s. And the reality is, I guess I would be back in the 80s, actually. But the reality is their interest rates are still low 23 years later. They're not fighting inflation. They're fighting deflation. And if we just kind of realize that they're 15 years ahead of us, I think there's a good realistic example of what could happen since we're following in the same shoes.
Now, you know, a lot of people that are listening to this show are in the retirement red zone. They're thinking about the last few years maybe of working, or maybe they're tired and they're wondering, should I roll over my 401k or should I leave it where it's at? And I know you're one of the Ed Slott Elite IRA Advisor Group. We think highly of Ed Slott and his advice and what he's put together over the years. What's the common, I know there's no standard answer, but what's a common scenario that people would look at to figure out if they should stay or roll over their IRA or their 401k account?
Yeah, absolutely. There's really not too many cons for rolling over your 401k or any other kind of retirement account that you have, whether it be a 403b or 457. The pros are two. Number one, you get a plethora of options in an IRA that you do not have in your retirement plan. Your retirement plan is more like a smorgasbord. You have to choose from the menu of items whether you like them or not. And unfortunately, all the items in a retirement plan are mutual funds. And if you listen to my radio show, or you know, if you follow us at all, you know I'm not a big fan of mutual funds. But you have only mutual fund choices inside a retirement plan. So when you roll into an IRA, you eliminate those options, or I should say you add additional options, the whole universe of additional options that are out there. And so that's the first reason, is you get many more options. The second reason is the fees go down. Your retirement plans are very expensive, oftentimes 3-4% behind the scenes. And there's actually legislation in place to try to make this more transparent. But it's not transparent. You don't see it on your statement. It all happens behind the scenes. But they're still taking 3-4% of your return before you ever see your return. So if you can increase your options, your investment options, and if you can lower your fees, and that – those are two solid reasons to move your money. And there's only one reason that I would say you don't want to do that, and that is if you're being sued or if you think you could be sued. There's a little more protection. Bankruptcy, same thing. If you're thinking about declaring bankruptcy, there's a little more protection in a retirement plan than there is in an IRA. That would be the only reason I would say you may want to reconsider.
And didn't that ERISA protection, not ERISA protection, but bankruptcy protection, wasn't that changed to help IRA account owners feel a little safer a few years ago?
Yes. Yeah. IRAs do have more protection than they used to a few years ago. But as far as I understand, there's still a little more protection inside a retirement account than there is in an IRA.
And one of the other bugaboos for people is they get close to retirement years and they have borrowed money from their 401k that hasn't been paid back yet. And they have to be careful about that too, right?
No question, because when you borrow money from a 401k, oftentimes when you leave your firm, whether it's voluntary or involuntarily, you have to pay that back. A lot of times they give you 60 days and you have to pay that back. If you don't pay it back, then there's going to be a penalty because it's going to be a full distribution. So if you're under 55 when that happens, then you're going to pay a 10% penalty plus taxes on that loan because that loan is going to become a full withdrawal. So you want to make sure that you have the money to be able to pay that back if you do get fired. Now, some jobs, if you leave, some jobs will give you a longer period of time to be able to pay that back. So it really depends on your plan, but you need to know. That certainly has to come into play before you make any major moves.
So that's something for people out there that are listening that are getting close to retiring to take a look at and see, do they have a loan outstanding? They can, of course, pay that loan back if they have the wherewithal to do that. Now, one other question I have is that I've heard that a lot of people now are saying, even though they're still working in their what's called in-service, that they're doing rollovers from 401ks to IRAs just to gain some of those extra investment choices or protection options that you mentioned. Are you seeing that as well? They're called in-service distributions from 401k plans?
Absolutely, and we recommend it all the time. There's really, again, no reason not to recommend withdrawing from your 401k and putting it into an IRA. And yet a lot of people don't know that you can do what you're talking about. And that's what's called an in-service withdrawal or an in-service rollover. And what that essentially means is this. It means that you call a timeout with your retirement plan. You pull all the money out of your retirement plan and roll it over to an IRA. It's not taxable. There are no penalties to do this. And then your retirement plan picks up where it left off. So your next paycheck, your retirement plan has a zero balance, but out of your paycheck comes your normal contribution. If the employer matches, if you're lucky enough to have one of those plans, they go ahead and add their contribution, and your retirement plan starts to build up again. And there's no reason not to do that for the same reasons that we talked about earlier, but most employers don't spread the word that you can do that, and not all employers allow you to do it. You do need to find out whether your employer will, but most of them do.
And are there specific age limits for that? Do you have to be over a certain age generally, or does it just depend on the plan?
Great question. It does depend on the plan, but there's no plan that I'm aware of that will allow you to do it under 59 and a half. So 59 and a half is that general category, but you may have a plan that extends it. Some plans may do 61, 62. Some plans don't do it at all.
Great point. So that's another option for people out there that maybe you've got a large balance built up and you're not comfortable with maybe the investment options in your 401k and you want to look at something else that might give you some protection or some other better choices for getting a better yield or protecting your balance. Great point, Anthony. What else can you tell our listeners who are nearing retirement and they're looking at their investment allocations and choices? What's a first step for someone when they're looking at and seeing, okay, what all do I have here and should I be talking to someone about it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's really a lot of ways I could answer that question, but let me start with what I think could be the biggest mistake that I see people making. You know, there's a lot of myths out there about how should I take my retirement income and how much income do I need to retire? There are some people out there that say you need $1 million to retire, and you can't retire if you don't have $1 million. There are other people that say, well, you need 80% of your income to retire. So it can be confusing. The reality is, none of those are correct. Here's what you need to know when you're thinking about retirement. What are your expenses going to be? And is the cash flow that you're going to get from Social Security and your pension enough to cover your expenses? And do they adjust for inflation? If they are not enough to cover your expenses, can you live off of 4% of your portfolio? And will that supplement your retirement income to be able to cover the expenses? But in a nutshell, if your cash flow in is greater than your expenses and you can adjust for inflation along the way, you're going to be just fine.
That's a good point. A lot of people look at these projections and it just says, okay, maybe you need $50,000 a year now, but in 20 years, you're going to need $100,000 because of inflation. Is that accurate? Don't people go through stages of retirement where they might need less money? You have the make up for lost time phase and then the kind of the rocking chair phase.
They do. So that's really going to depend on the individual. And, you know, I don't really want to stereotype someone in that category. You know, people tend to know themselves well. And I talk to people all the time that, you know, think that, hey, we want to go and party for the next 10 years if health lets us, and then we'll be in that rocking chair stage. And other people, I've got clients that are in their mid-90s that still jog every day. They're not in that rocking chair stage. So I think that's more personal advice, you know, for each individual. But there is this thing called personal inflation rate, you know, versus the overall inflation rate. And that is that, you know, if you've got all your debt paid off, you've got your mortgage paid off, which is just a wonderful goal for people that are headed towards retirement. Just have that sucker paid off before you retire. If you have no debt, you have no mortgage, your bills are low because you don't really travel a lot. You know, you don't spend a lot in gas because you go back and forth to church maybe every week. And that's, you know, if that's your lifestyle, your personal inflation rate is going to be low relative to what's going on out there in the world. And so that does have to be taken into consideration. But that's couple by couple, case by case.
I like that advice a lot. So, Anthony, tell our listeners, obviously, you have some great tips, ideas. You have a radio show that you do. Tell our listeners how they learn more about you and are able to track you a little better.
Yeah, absolutely. They're welcome to go to our website. Our website is providencefinancialinc.com, providencefinancialinc.com. Or if they don't remember that, they can just search Providence Financial Woodland Hills, California, and we'll come up all over the place. And if they're in the Los Angeles area, I have a half-hour show every Saturday at 4 o'clock on AM 870 The Answer. AM 870 The Answer. They can tune in there. And, of course, I give my number several times throughout the show as well.
And I've heard your show many times, and it's great information. It's well worth tuning in. And, you know, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing some great advice for our listeners. And I'm sure they'll look you up at providencefinancialinc.com. And you're welcome back anytime, Anthony, to come back and talk about some of these topics, because there's a lot to talk about. And again, listeners, you're hearing that there's not a one-size-fits-all in today's financial investment environment. You have to work with someone who takes the time to understand you and really share with you what all is available out there to help you reach your goals. It's very personal these days. So Anthony's that person to help you do that. Anthony, thanks so much for coming on the show again today. I look forward to the next time we speak.
Thank you, Bill, for having me.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this. So please stay with us.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Business owners, if you came back from lunch and there was a resignation letter on your desk, which employee would you really, really not want it to be from? What are you doing to prevent this from happening? At Exit and Retirement Strategies, we design plans that attract, motivate, and retain key employees. For a free consultation, call Bill Black, the Exit Coach, at 866-370-3774. Call today.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.